Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, fearless friends. Welcome back to Fearless Thinking, episode 23. I'm your host, Michael DeVue. Almost said my name wrong. Michael DeVue. You know the subtitle, all the AI subtitle when I produce these things for captions never gets my name right. I always have to go through and fix and clean all that stuff up. I guess, you know, partially because I have this sort of Southern accent. So a lot of the words that I say, definitely come out wrong on captions. It's a good thing that I look through those and make sure that they're all spelled correct, because if somebody were reading this stuff, it wouldn't make any sense. I hope that I make some sense. And today we're talking about, this week we're talking about the four F's of making fear your friend: feel, foster, flip, and free. That's what I talk about on my keynote. That's what I talk about in my consulting practices, is helping to make fear your friend and turn it into a powerful catalyst for change and growth. And today we're talking about step three: flip your fear. The entrepreneurial mindset, which is what all of us are pretty much on. If you've stepped out onto the road, your entrepreneurial journey, if you will, to explore an opportunity to make your own business, to do your own thing, That's a big, big step. You're telling the universe you're taking on something pretty huge. And when you do that, a lot of fears can come up. And once you've looking at your fears, once you've addressed them, once you've journaled them and you've written them down, you're identifying them and you're fostering, step two, a relationship with your fear. Step three is this stage is called flip your fear. It's actually about changing your perspective and redefining your relationship with fear. So instead of seeing fear as a roadblock, you now view fear as a catalyst for powerful growth and change. Instead of fear being something on the other side of the table challenging you, it is now sitting on this side of the table as part of our future proof committee. I remember I was talking about, I think it was the first episode on Feel Your Fear, Hal Hirschfeld, the psychologist out of UCLA, talking about how our brains compartmentalize and identify our future selves. So when we're planning for our future, strategizing for our organizations and our companies as entrepreneurs, technically what happens is our brain sees our future self as an unknown entity and therefore categorizes it as unimportant. And when you're flipping our fear, the practice of, by the way, in step two, the practice of fostering your fear is establishing a much better relationship with your fear. And as a result of doing that, you're now putting fear on the other side of the table with you here with us, not the other side, our side of the table, as our companion, as our support, as our advisor on our journey, and as part of our future proof committee, because we're building our future. We're planning for our future. Almost everything that we do as entrepreneurs is technically strategizing and planning for a future that doesn't exist yet. Our ideas, our dreams, our passions, our ambitious goals, our innovations and ideations and creations, that's all future work. And the better we can visualize, vision board, journal, and become familiar with that future person, our future self, the better we have a relationship with our fear, and it no longer becomes an unknown. It becomes someone we really, truly can identify with and care about. Fear often signals areas where growth is needed. I think we can all acknowledge that if we're lacking growth in a particular area, it's going to be our fear that comes up that says you're not worthy of this, you don't know enough about this, you're not prepared enough to do this. You know, if you're afraid of launching your business because you lack marketplace expertise, or, you know, you're not familiar with the tech that you're going to need in order to innovate and create this idea or this, get this product to launch. You know, use this fear, by the way, as a motivator to learn skills and seek out a marketing partner, a tech guru. This is when you're journaling down your fears at the moments when they come up the most. This is when you're placing them in front of you and you're saying, hey, you know, you've acknowledged and recognized that this fear comes up at these particular moments. And that's typically because it is acknowledging for you and alerting you to something that you might be lacking, right? A growth opportunity. I mentioned in Foster Your Fear about my weekly meetings with my AI. In flipping your fear, take it to the next level. You know, schedule those meetings, put it on the calendar with your future self, and imagine yourself as a successful entrepreneur a year from now. What advice then would your future self be giving you now? If you have a challenge, a particular obstacle, a particular solution you're trying to solve out, or decision that's weighing on you that you're making for the company, set that meeting with your future self. Get Fred from Fireflies or Fathom on there. and ask your future self, you know, play role play this where you can ask your future self, what decision would your future self be making if they had all the information they needed? How would they be making this decision? What decisions would they be making? What advice would they be giving your current self? And this technique, which goes beyond just the vision boarding journaling, this technique can help you begin to make better decisions through a lens of your future goals and your future self. Try to embrace the what if scenario instead of fearing the unknown, which, you know, is understandable, but you can use this now, this fuel, as for innovation by asking yourself what if questions to explore the different possibilities and outcomes for these potential roadblocks. This is sort of a proactive approach that can help you develop contingency plans and mitigate future fears by addressing now some of the what if scenarios if you take this path, if you take that path. Doing this as a practice begins to afford you a better understanding and relationship with not only your future self, but with your fears in a way that says, not only do I acknowledge you that you exist, not only do I acknowledge that you have value and import for me, but I'm acknowledging your active participation in the planning and strategic making of our future. And that's pretty powerful stuff, right? Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, who was an amazing example of flipping her fear around. In fact, despite having no expertise or prior experience in the apparel industry, she simply identified a gap in the market and overcame her fear of failure to launch a revolutionary shapewear brand. Now, how many of you out there, by the way, have identified a gap in the market and this is what you're doing? You're actively right now stepping into a market where you are have identified a gap and you're beginning to fill that gap, that need, and provide that solution for people. Even when you may or may not have had the experience, expertise, and guidance or training to do it, right? But you saw that gap, you wanted to do something about it, which is what makes you an entrepreneur. You're overcoming and challenging those fears and facing them head on by stepping fully into the next greatest version of who you're supposed to be. And that can be a daunting experience, but a very exciting one too. And I think if we can foster a relationship with our fear, if we can flip that relationship around by having regular meetings with ourselves, by not only identifying, but giving it a name and valuing it during our entire strategic planning process, I think, you know, fear can be a wonderful breeding ground for innovation, right? By flipping our fear and embracing the unknown, we open ourselves up to new ideas and creative solutions that we might not have had before. And this is a huge driving force for groundbreaking companies just like Apple, right? Who did this. They thrive on pushing boundaries and defying expectations, as well as Microsoft and Google and other things. I think flipping your relationship with fear is really about shifting the mindset and perspective, because by the time you've felt your fear, and you fostered your fear, getting to the place where you flip your perspective and you flip your understanding of your fear around on its, you know, head, flipping your head around on its head. It's almost an easy thing to begin doing. You almost naturally just step into a whole new relationship with your fear and a new understanding of its value in your life, in your journey, in your entrepreneurial strategic journey. You know, it becomes an asset. It becomes an advisor. And that's pretty powerful stuff. So yeah, get out there, flip that fear. Instead of flipping it off, flip it around and make it a valuable partnership for you in your strategic endeavors as an entrepreneur, leader, and a mentor. Thanks for joining us on Thinking, the Fearless Thinking Podcast. I don't know what's going on in my brain. On the Fearless Thinking Podcast, I'm your host, Michael DeVue. This was episode 23, Flip Your Fear, the Entrepreneurial Mindset. And tomorrow, we're going to go into step four, the final step into making fear your friend, which is free your fear. We're going to explore a little bit of that. And yeah, so have an amazing day. Have an incredible rest of whatever you're doing right now. Fear is on your side, my friend. Fear is the thing that is helping guide you and become your advisor and your companion, because you're meant to step into amazing, great, wonderful things. And your fear knows that. It's just pointing the way. It's pointing to growth opportunities for you to look at that you might not have been considering before. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Get out there and do some fearless thinking, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.